from a really good friend of mine, longtime friend of mine. The way you've been slurping all over Jaden, it does seem like you already have him fitted with, it's not a yellow jacket, Ted, it's a gold jacket. Jesus, the yellow jacket. Dummy. I would wager on him making the Hall of Fame at this point. What do you think? I think like plus 300 seems like the right odds for that. Maybe it's a longer shot than that.
I don't know, man. Like, given the, to this point, many, of course, like, they called C.J. Stroud's season the greatest season that any rookie's ever had. They did it for Big Ben, I believe. And it's just, like, I don't know, man. It's tough. I think plus 300 would, I would take those odds in spades.
Wouldn't that be interesting if like a shop? I mean, you never have, obviously. The futures do not include, you know, 15-year futures. They'd get to hold your money for too long. Anyway, whatever. I think he had a season that was all-time great for a rookie. And everything he did last year is perfect for today's league. And everything he did last year was at such a high level that even if he fell off a little bit on all of those things, he'd still be an excellent quarterback. He was elite last year. So, how about Garrett Wilson? By the way, I think on the verge, if you don't believe it, on the verge superstar at wide receiver. He just finished his third year. You know, he was the 10th pick in the 2022 draft out of Ohio State. Justin Fields, by the way, was his quarterback at Ohio State. They are reunited in New York for the Jets. Last year, he had Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the year before, Rodgers gets hurt on the fourth play. He's had some, I think he's played with like seven quarterbacks in his first three seasons. 101 catches last year with Rodgers healthy for the duration. 1,104 yards, seven touchdowns. There was not a lot of love, apparently, at the end of the year between Wilson and Rodgers. And Rodgers was moving on anyway, with Aaron Glenn becoming the new coach. I think Garrett Wilson is an absolute stud. Like, I think that this guy at 24 years old, we're going to be talking about him. You know, it depends on quarterback play. There have been very few. Devontae Adams has won in recent years. You know, Mike Evans has had a couple of, you know, opportunities with okay quarterbacks, but he also had Brady. You know, not every receiver needs a great quarterback, but it would be nice to see Garrett Wilson end up with at least some consistency at quarterback, as long as that quarterback can play a little bit. But I think he's a stud. I mean, I think he is legit, you know, top 10, you know, but a few years from now, we'll be talking about as a top five kind of a guy. So, Adam Schefter reported yesterday that he got a four-year, $130 million contract extension that makes him, you know, currently one of the highest paid receivers in the NFL. Although, you know, the $32.5 million average is the extension, you know, average. He still has another full season on his rookie deal. He did get $90 million guaranteed, the fourth most in a wide receiver's contract in NFL history. It's an interesting deal. Like, I was thinking about it this morning, and I was looking at, you know, his trajectory, and I was wondering, did he sign this deal too early, or did he take too little? You know, right now, his average on the extension at $32.5 million a year would put him at fifth in the NFL. And again, the $90 million guaranteed is the fourth most in NFL history. Chase Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb have all gotten more in guaranteed money. His $90 million in guaranteed is $6 million ahead of what A.J. Brown signed for. He's 24 years old. I bet you there will be, and I haven't read a lot of the reaction, I bet you there will be some criticism of Wilson taking this deal right now, because when we get to the extension part, that $32.5 million might not even be top 10 in average annual. But taking $90 million guaranteed, you know, there's something to be said for, you know, that kind of money, like total blank you money, and you don't have to worry about an injury derailing that opportunity. So it's a good deal. Now, of course, for us, we think about it in terms of Terry McLaurin's deal, which I would have to think we are within a week of definitely having news reports about where they are, where Terry and the team are on this deal. So two things. Number one is, what does this deal mean for Terry McLaurin? I actually, in many ways, think it's helpful for him, but not in the slam dunk way that many people have suggested, I think, you know, at least on social media to me, because they're two completely different players. Terry's about to turn 30, and Garrett Wilson is 24 years old. I would also, and I think you could make the case, that while they've had similar starts, you know, the 1,000-yard seasons with bad quarterback play, although Aaron Rodgers did not play badly last year, okay? That's just not an accurate way to describe it. But I think the eye test tells me that Garrett Wilson has elite-level potential. Like, I don't know about Chase or Jefferson, but I think at the very top of the tier below that. And I think it's not there yet. We've got to see a better system. He's in a bad organization. That's part of some of the issues. But to catch 101 balls last year on a team that was dysfunctional at times is pretty damn impressive. What a route runner. He does put it on the ground a little bit. He will drop a few. But, you know, I've said this about Terry before. I love Terry. I do. Terry's best season reception-wise, with also poor quarterback play until last year, was his second year when he had 87 catches. 87. He's never threatened 100 catches. He's been in the 70s three times, in the 50s his rookie year once, and last year he had 82 receptions, which I think was 19th in the NFL in receptions. But 13 touchdowns last year, second in the league. I don't know that this is a deal that gives either side any kind of significant leverage. The only thing I would say about this deal is if the team thought of Terry more in the T. Higgins, you know, DJ Moore category, meaning less than $30 million per year, somewhere around $28 million a year, you know, 50, 60, you know, guaranteed. I think this raises the floor. And by the way, I don't think that the floor should have been any lower than this to begin with. And I'm not suggesting that I know something about the team's offers at this point. But I wonder if, you know, Terry's been in that, you know, I'm not Chase and I'm not Jefferson, but I'm definitely a top five, you know, average annual on this deal at 32, 33, somewhere in that range. And the team was more, not like at 30, but like, yeah, look, T. Higgins is the number two in Cincinnati, but he's really a number one receiver almost anywhere else. And he just signed a deal that pays him 28, you know, 0.75 a year. That's what we see more for you. We see more in the guaranteed area of 50 to 60, something like that. You know, DJ Moore is at $27 million a year. He actually got a lot. You know, the total guarantee was 82. Fully guaranteed was more like 50. I think it raises the floor to a minimum of 30 and probably guaranteed money. Garrett Wilson getting 90. I think Terry's going to get $70 million guaranteed. And that's really the most important number. Fully guaranteed. So that's what I would say, that they're not comps, really, at all because of the age difference. And I would even argue because of what Garrett Wilson's upside is. Terry's upside is not Chase Jefferson, okay? Garrett Wilson's might not be either, but it's just short of that at 24 years old. All right, I think we're within a week. I think we'll start getting some news perhaps later this week, reports. Somebody's going to break something at some point in terms of the state of the negotiations. We are 1 week away from veterans reporting to training camp. Everybody's back now. Everybody's prepping. Everybody's serious about it. The only thing that I will just emphasize is if this is more about the style than the actual numbers, meaning Adam Peters coming from San Francisco, where, with more recent contract extensions, Bosa, Kittle, Ayuk, those deals were done on August 29th, August 30th, and September 4th. If it's more about we like playing the waiting game and we think it benefits us, and again, I don't think this Garrett Wilson contract is a hurtful contract for, Washington if stylistically they are waiting it out. I just don't think they're super comparable in players because of the two things that I've discussed. But, I would certainly expect something before Tuesday in the way of an update. And let's hope it gets done. I don't want Terry to miss camp. It's certainly not going to kill him if he missed some camp. I think, the more likely possibility is a hold in versus a hold out because it's $50,000 a day, which the team cannot forgive. There may be some loopholes. There may be some ways around that. If he ended up missing, a week's worth of camp and you're talking about $350,000 in fines, something like that. Would they be able to just tack that on to the contract and include that into the extension that they eventually get done? I don't know. But I would expect, something to get done. I would bet on an extension by a week from today. And if we don't have it, it's not the end of the world. I think they'll continue to try to hammer things out. And I do think that the odds still tilt in favor heavily of a contract extension in time for Terry to be ready to play the season opener on September 4th, September 7th against the Giants at home. And if he doesn't get it, he's still going to play in that season opener against the Giants because he's under contract for one more season. All right, when we come back, there's a new list out. It's for off-ball linebackers, and one Washington player made the list. Tell you who that is when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, here's what's happening on this July 15th. The Washington Commanders have made an announcement that the team will be retiring Art Monk's number 81 in Week 9 against the Seattle Seahawks. The team will be wearing their Super Bowl-era throwbacks that released last week, and the Redskins' legend still holds the team's career reception record and holds the team record for career receiving yards. We've also got a wide receiver extension, and no, it is not Terry McLaurin. Former Ohio State Buckeye Garrett Wilson has agreed to a four-year extension with the New York Jets worth $130 million and includes $90 million in guarantees. Shamar Stewart is weighing his options and could look to make a return to college. The Bengals' first-round pick is currently in a contract dispute with the team over language regarding financial guarantees. Stewart is working out with his old college team, the Texas A&M Aggies, and believes that there is a path back to the college level. Last night, Cal Raleigh wins the home run derby after facing off against junior Caminero in the finals. Raleigh becomes the first catcher to win the event and the first Mariner to win since Ken Griffey Jr. went back-to-back in 98 and 99. And finally, the Tampa Bay Rays are being sold for $1.7 billion in a deal agreed in principle by owner Stu Sternberg. The deal is expected to close in September and will keep the Rays in Tampa for the years ahead. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.